Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Bay Area cities and counties are joining forces once again to file a suit against the Trump administration. This time, it's over what they say is an attack on federal emergency preparedness funds. KCBS's Shannon Golden has details from San Jose.
29 Bay Area jurisdictions read through the fine print on FEMA grant applications and noticed what they say are unlawful conditions.
Anti-DEI conditions, anti-immigrant conditions, and a condition that we will follow every executive order into the future for however long the Trump administration lasts.
San Francisco City Attorney David Chu says they're left with an impossible choice. Agree to these conditions or go without up to $350 million in critical funding that protects 8 million Bay Area residents from disasters.
We are talking about wildfires, earthquakes. We are talking about mass shootings and terrorist attacks. We are talking about infectious diseases.
Tony Lopresti, county counsel for the County of Santa Clara, says that includes protection during massive events like the Super Bowl and the World Cup.
To put it plain, without this funding, our communities face an increased risk of unmitigated destruction.
He says the county will still provide all safety measures necessary for those events and others, but would need to dig into an already strained budget to do so. In San Jose, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
A new survey from the Pew Research Center finds Americans have more negative than positive views of congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle. This as the country encounters its first government shutdown in 7 years, as Democratic lawmakers have refused a GOP funding bill that doesn't restore federal health care spending to previous levels. Mary Wagley is the president of the Republican Club at the Villages in San Jose, and she tells KCBS that eventually negotiations will need to bridge the partisan divide for the better of the people.
I don't like a hostage situation at all. I think both sides need to come to the table and negotiate more so that way innocent people are not hurt by this shutdown.
The last shutdown during Trump's first term was set in motion by funding disputes over the wall at the Mexico-U.S. border. A number of federal agencies centered on climate and science are in jeopardy as hurricane season nears, including FEMA and its natural disaster response capabilities. While federal park closures have hit Muir Woods and other national parks, the Presidio in San Francisco is keeping this popular national park site open for all visitors. KCBS's Matt Bigler explains why.
Cyclists were zipping past signs in the Presidio that said, "Welcome to your national park." Elsbeth Larkin was here for a company picnic at Tunnel Tops Park.
I'm happy it's still open, but, like, I'm in favor of the shutdown just because I think that Democrats do actually need to fight back against this administration.
The administration for the Presidio Trust says it earns its operating revenue, and therefore all businesses and parks would be open as usual. But the Presidio is not entirely insulated from the government shutdown. Parking lots at Baker Beach, Langdon Court, and Chrissy Field East Beach were closed. Something of an inconvenience, says Steve, a longtime Presidio visitor.
Imagine for people who want to use it, absolutely. The East Beach parking lot is used by a lot of dog walkers and other folks who want to have access.
A Presidio Trust spokesperson says bathrooms will stay open and will be cleaned. At the Presidio in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
The San Francisco Zoo is remembering Jane Goodall, who has died today at the age of 91. The zoo saying her passing is a profound loss to the world, and especially the primate community. Goodall had visited the zoo on a number of occasions and supported the institute bearing her name. San Francisco Zoo also saying Goodall was a trailblazing pioneer for women in science and research over her 60-plus year career, changing the way society viewed great apes. Prevention is the best medicine for your car. KCBS's Rebecca Gudion has more.
When it comes to auto maintenance, the adage is true. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. It's Fall Car Care Month, and that means it's time to take your car to the mechanic. Even if nothing seems wrong, if it's been more than 6 months since your last visit, you should still go, according to Doug Johnson of AAA.
You can sometimes repair parts that haven't yet broken, or you can just get a head start on issues that may arise rather than dealing with them after they've already arisen. Because, you know, if one part fails, it could lead to other parts breaking.
And don't ignore the small stuff.
You know, the majority of vehicles that require towing that we see, we're experiencing battery issues or flat tires. And again, batteries, that's something you could test.
And for the rest?
Get your oil changed. Aim for every 3,000 to 7,000 miles for that. Make sure your tires are properly inflated. Make sure they're not leaking any sort of air. Make sure you're rotating your tires with every other oil change as well. That helps prevent uneven wear and is important for safety and longevity with your tires.
That way, you can keep your car in working order for many years to come. Rebecca Gudion, KCBS.
As the Giants head off into the offseason, Buster Posey says he is ruling out Bruce Bochy as a possible new manager for the Giants. The team didn't make it to the playoffs this year and decided to let Bob Melvin go after he served as their manager for two seasons. Mark Willard, host of Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, was at the press conference today and tells KCBS that Posey kept it quiet on what he was looking for in a new manager.
I got the sense, and this is just my sense, I think they would like someone that's much younger, that okay. They can build, going into the future. But Buster wouldn't expressly say that. He's holding it very close to the vest, and he, in fact, openly said that he is keeping it very private what the characteristics are that he's looking for.
Willard suspects that Posey, who is still new to his role as president of baseball operations, is looking for a fresh face. The search for a new manager has already begun, and although no deadline was given, it is expected that the role will be filled ahead of the off-season winter meetings, which...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Begin in December. A big crowd of Denim-clad fans of Levi's jeans packed the reopening of the iconic brand's retail store at its San Francisco headquarters. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from San Francisco. It's just one of a few big developments in the plaza near the Embarcadero.
It's the first time in 5 years that a Levi's retail store is open at the company's headquarters. Valerie and Taylor are here in town from Milwaukee, took the first inside.
Love it. We peeked in the window last night.
Levi's regional director Dina Papp says the store, along with a redesigned atrium within the headquarters, reflects a reaffirmed commitment to the city.
This is an extraordinary day.
The company was founded in San Francisco nearly 175 years ago, not far from this spot, says Levi's historian Tracy Panic.
We've been here through the 1906 earthquake and fire, through the hippies who came in and formed the epicenter in the Haight-Ashbury. And this is where we still are today. In fact, very close to the waterfront where our founder arrived.
Coming next month, a museum opened to the public documenting that history. The first exhibit, the cross-section of denim and music.
They'll see a Freddie Mercury outfit. They will see Kurt Cobain's 501s. So some really iconic pieces.
In San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Federal and state incentives to purchase an electric vehicle have now expired. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on what's next for the technology.
It's been an uphill battle to get people in the U.S. to embrace electric vehicles, but federal tax incentives and carpool stickers in California did help sales. Now that those programs are over, what's the future of the EV industry?
This is no question going to put not just a brake on in terms of the U.S., but it's shifting the business center, it's shifting the manufacturing overseas.
Dan Kamen, professor of energy and climate justice at Johns Hopkins University, says in China, half of all vehicles are electric.
And China is the world's biggest market for EVs.
Carl Brower with iccars.com says the U.S. market still needs to catch up, and without those incentives, we could see a surge in another type of gas-saving vehicle.
Hybrid vehicles are going to continue to expand. They really are making more and more sense all the time.
Originally, it was very expensive to put hybrid components into an internal combustion engine.
Those cost increases and weight increases have been dropping.
And Toyota is a leader in the market.
And I think a lot of other car companies are going to follow.
Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Millions of Californians could see their health care premiums jump during this government shutdown. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, many rely on federal subsidies that help them make their monthly payments.
They're known as enhanced premium tax credits, and they help 86% of the roughly 2 million people who get care through Covered California. The credits are set to expire at the end of the year, and without congressional extension, there's a lot of uncertainty right when open enrollment is about to begin. Covered California Executive Director Jessica Altman.
On average, what a Covered California enrollee actually pays each month for their coverage will rise an average of 97%, effectively doubling. We estimate as many as 400,000 of our current enrollees will go without coverage, and those that remain will pay more, will face hard decisions in their household and at their kitchen table, and may have to choose less generous coverage and forgo care.
Covered California estimates monthly premiums would jump anywhere between $150 and $200 in the Bay Area. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.